like, I have people right now come in and they don't have any money.
Which is a lot of people.
Which is a lot of people. Well, if you're not a veteran, veteran number one loan in the world, of course, because no down payment, blah, 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 blah. If you're not a veteran, then the only reason you're going to get in for no down payment is going to be if we can go on some type of a grant program.
Or so, some bond programs that were out there?
There are. There's several grant programs, several through the state. There's the one through the city. If you're buying a new construction or house, it's in really, really good shape because they're pretty tight on inspections. So, but it's still... That's the only way that you can get in for basically just your earnest money. So those are the basics. You come in, it's good for 90 days, okay? Sometimes we can stretch it to 120 because credit reports are good for 120 days. But normally things are going to change a lot in 90 days. So we usually say that they're good for 90 days.
And what's funny is for the first time in my career, which is...
A long time.
Thank you for bringing that up. Yours too, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, not quite as long as mine, but nearly.
Right there is, we saw taxes and insurance be the same payment much as your house payment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not your house, but your tax, your principal and interest.
Yeah.
Which is weird, was weird for me for the first time.
Yeah, but you're seeing that. And also, that's why I tell people too, because they'll say, well, I want a payment, say, $1,000 a month. Well, I could show you two different houses... even in the same block sometimes, that are the same price and your payments are going to be quite a bit of difference because of those taxes. So it's one of those things we'll tell you, you know, if you have a house in mind, let us know that. And I can do that specific house. I also have a phone app. That's pretty cool.
You just learned how to use recently, by the way.
Yes, and I've had it for like a year and a half. But I'm now using it all the time. And what I'm using it for is to give it to people, and it's got a good calculator on it. So you can just sit and play, because we're like number people. We like to play with numbers, okay? And a lot of people are like us. And so that lets you, I've got some people that after they even close, I see it because I get to see when people use it. They'll use it over and over and over again. And I know what they're doing is calculating, well, how about if I do this? Well, how about if I do that? And that's kind of cool. So if you want to get my phone app, just yell at me and I'll text it to you.
It is pretty cool. And I'm definitely a numbers person. I play with numbers all the time.
I do to a point of being nearly ridiculous sometimes. But
can't spell cat, but I can
you
can
do them numbers. You can do those numbers pretty quickly.
Good. But you know what Valley's going to do? I'm going to start with it. We have to take a break up before I get finished with it. But the rate is not everything. I'm going to tell you this too, because folks, I've watched great lenders, one standing right next to me, get people approved that other people can't get approved because they know how to do things. Because if you do stuff for a long, long time, you get pretty good at it.
Yes.
If you do it correctly for a long, long time, let me rephrase that.
And we've seen everything.
Yes. And you know what you can do and what you can help people do to help them get approved, maybe other people don't know. So sometimes going with the right people, it's kind of like going to the right doctor.
Right.
You can go to a bad doctor for a long, long time and never get well. You can go to a good doctor and get you well real quick.
Right.
So that's, remember that. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Don't really shop rates as much as you shop the person, the loan officer, the loan, the whole package. The whole package. That's exactly right.
And not just that, the loan officer knows which loan might be best for you.
Exactly. And the cost of it. Okay. Because there are some people, mainly out of town, not in town, that will quote you a quarter of a point interest rate difference, but it costs.
I'm sitting at NAR. Okay. And I'm between meetings. And Jeremy's not going to believe this, but I'm actually sitting at a bar, not to drink because it was during the day. This is the honest truth, because the football games were on, and they had all. It's the hotel, and I had to go to another meeting, but they had the games on, and the Longhorns were playing, and the early game,
sure.
And they lost. I hated it. It was 26 seconds left in the game. You know, I was watching it. They let them throw a touchdown pass, but anyway, long story short, all these realtors are standing here. And there was one more guy with a Longhorn hand sitting next to me. And I'm listening to this realtor tell the guy, because they moved. His wife was the AD at Texas for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved with her. She got the job.
Right.
And he's telling this realtor, idiot realtor, is telling, I'm sorry, guys, I didn't mean to say that, but I had to. Is telling this guy that he was a veteran. That the reason that the lender told him not to use his VA is because the lender made the most money on a VA loan. And I wait, and my eyes got just like yours did. And I'm waiting. So we, of course, me and him talked a whole lot during the game because him being from Texas and she being, I was listening to all the stuff they got. I said, okay, I don't know. He might have been your best friend, but that is the biggest, I can't even say on the radio what I told him.
Yeah.
blah, 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 blah I've ever heard in my life.
See, that's exactly right. And
I just got so mad.
It's probably that the lender did not know VA loans.
Yes.
So that way did not sell VA loans. Because when
yes.
I hear somebody say a VA loan is not good or a VA loan is this or a VA loan, you're wrong. You're a veteran, that's your God-given right
yes.
to do a VA
yes.
loan. You'd be surprised how many realtors don't want people to do VA out of town.
But I told them, I said, you know, this is none of my business. I hate butting your business, but I got to. I've done this for 30-something years. I said, I was married to a lender for a long, long time.
Yeah.
But trust me on this one.
No, VA
that
is
the biggest crock I've ever heard in my life.
No.
So that's why I had to share that story, because if you go to a lender that knows what they're doing,
right.
they will never give you that kind of advice.
No, that's exactly right. And let's say that you're...
I'm red right now, aren't I?
Yeah, you are. But I understand that. I get that way, too, about VA loans.
I got so mad.
But when let's say a veteran comes in. And so they come in.
You sound passionate about that.
Yeah, they come in and we talk about, this is what you have. I won't try to sell you a Texas vet loan unless you're over 30% or more disabled. If you're 30% or more disabled, then I'm going to show you the Texas vet program. I can't tell you how many people say, I need to go on the Texas vet. Well, if you are not that disabled, no, you don't, because you could buy it down to get that, but why would you do that? So we're going to tell you the best deal for you. It's not about me whatsoever. Everything is about you. Always have said, if you take care of the customer, you don't have to worry about yourself.
Welcome back to Real Estate and You and Valerie.
Yes, sir. Okay, now we've like given resuscitation to Scott and he's okay now.
Well, nobody in San Angelo that knows either one of us can say we're not passionate about our work.
That's exactly right. You want to do what's right for the person.
And one thing after that, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll never want for yourself.
That's right. I've never heard that, but I like that.
I've had that in my our mission statement and everything we do in our whole, my business, it always has been, but it's people that aren't knowledgeable in what they do upsets me because...
Yeah, but that shows you it even happens in Austin, Texas.
That was in Boston.
Is that in Boston?
Boston,
okay,
Texas.
Okay, so think about that.
On the national level.
Yeah, think about that.
I take a lot of pride in what I do, and so do you.
Right.
We've done it for a long time. I love my profession. I love helping people, as do you.
Right.
And we take a lot of pride in it.
We do.
So when you
we
see
do.
People that are out there, you're going... Oh my God! And you know, actually, he was not from Texas, folks.
Right.
He certainly wasn't from San Angelo, Texas.
Right. But see, that's cool. The other thing I was going to say about pre-approvals is that a lot of times people are not here in town. Like when a veteran is moving here, being transferred and stuff, we can do it over the telephone. Now we also can do it online. Okay, I'm old-fashioned. I'm old, so therefore I'm old-fashioned. I'd prefer to do it over the phone with you than do it online. And the only reason why is I can fill it out in 10 minutes and have everything. You can work on it for 30, 45 minutes and be frustrated when it's said and done. So it's a lot easier for me just to do it, get it done. I'm big about if you can't come in, let's do it over the telephone, and I can do the same thing on the telephone, but I'll do it for you.
And I'm with you, too, and it's because of our age, too, probably. But one thing you're right on, and I'm going to tell you this, is verbal communication, and when you're face-to-face,
right,
you can tell when somebody's having a problem with something.
Right.
And especially when you're talking about somebody's livelihood and what they're doing.
And money.
And lots of money.
Yeah.
And you're saying you need to know the truth on everything.
Right.
And usually when you're face-to-face with somebody, and in fact, some people we've talked to, and I go to loan apps, you know that.
Right.
And you're sitting there and you're saying, what about this? And you kind of say they're having a hard time telling you something.
Right.
And you can say, you need to tell her the truth.
Right.
Because she's here to help you.
Yeah.